Next cases I'm going to call are cases 22358 and 22361. These are both applications of Hunt Oil Company for orders to allow flaring of gas and unrestricted production of oil from wells not connected to gas gathering facilities. I'm going to consolidate these cases for the purpose of hearing. All interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, appearing this matter on behalf, these matters, excuse me, on behalf of Hunt Oil. And we'll have one witness, Bill Gross, who will be appearing by telephone.
Mr. Gross, are you on the line?
I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in these cases?
I do.
Thank you.
Bill, by whom are you employed and what capacity?
I am a senior staff reservoir engineer with Hunt Oil Company.
And you've testified before the commission previously?
That's correct.
Had your qualifications accepted as that of an expert?
Yes.
I'd offer the further testimony of this witness as that of an expert.
Motion granted.
Bill, let's go to Exhibit 1. Tell me what that is very quickly.
This is a regional locator map showing the two fields in question, Alexandria and Riding Rock, in the western part of Divide County.
Exhibit 2.
It's a field map also showing the Riding Rock and Alexandria fields, along with the Hunt Oil Company acreage and the existing wells that we have on production there.
And Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is a list of production data from the Alexandria and Riding Rock fields from Hunt Oil Company and other operators. This information is through March 31st.
And the next exhibit, Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is a field map which shows our Hunt Oil Company acreage and the existing and proposed infrastructure. This is actually an update of an exhibit that was presented at the March 26th hearing in the same area. What it does show is an update on our discussions with the One Oak Pipeline.
And Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 just briefly talks about the economics of connecting well to a gas gathering facility. Our oil company has committed all of our gas in the subject fields here to One Oak, the right-of-way acquisition has commenced to connect these wells to the One Oak system. One Oak plans to build additional gas gathering infrastructure with enough capacity and 12 and 14-inch lines, as demonstrated on Exhibit 4, to handle all of the gas production for Hunt Oil Company that will be coming out of these areas. During the time of connection to One Oak system, Hunt will be in constant communication with One Oak to make sure that we get all of our wells connected in a timely manner.
Exhibit 6.
Exhibit number 6, we have looked at alternatives to flaring gas. We're certainly interested in minimizing gas flaring. Unfortunately, generating electricity is not an option for us. There is currently no electric grid nearby these fields.
Okay, Exhibit 7.
We've also looked at the economics of stripping natural gas liquids. Unfortunately, the economics generate negative cash flows. Through the one vendor that we have talked to that has been able to provide us information, that we are currently in discussions with G2IT which has a system that is available for lease. We've not concluded that evaluation at this time, but that evaluation is still ongoing. It is a possibility the initial economics that I've run are not very favorable, so we're continuing to work with G2IT in our particular situation and trying to ascertain what the actual received price for the NGLs are that will be applicable here.
Okay, Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8 just shows the economics for the NGL recovery system that we had. This is a proposal from Valeris. It shows that the economics are negative, and just do not work for our situation.
Exhibit 9?
Exhibit 9 is a schematic that the provided by Valeris of the facility layout.
And Exhibit 10?
Our conclusions for this hearing is that Hunter Oil Company operates 7 wells in the Alexandria and Bakken fields here, and which are not currently connected to gas gathering facilities. Most of these wells, as you saw in an earlier exhibit, are making over 100 barrels a day. Hunt has committed and signed a gas sales agreement with One Oak, and we expect and hope to have these wells to begin connecting these wells in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter of this year. The value of the oil from the wells far exceeds the value of the natural gas produced from these wells, and Hunt has invested considerable sums of money to drill and complete these wells and these fields, and we are continuing our active appraisal and development program in this area. The restricting production in this area would greatly impact Hunt and its efforts to recoup our investment and the further evaluation of this area. Our recommendation is that Hunt will continue to work with One Oak and landowners in the area to get all of our producing wells connected to this new gas gathering system in a very timely manner. This gas gathering system is built, and we request an extension of gas flaring until December 31st so that we'll be able to produce our wells at the maximum efficient rate until that time or until we are connected to the One Oak gas gathering system.
No further questions. Offer the exhibits.
Exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Bill, this is Bruce Hicks. We certainly encourage you to look at some alternatives to flaring. I'm looking at Exhibit 8, and the NGL yield that you have there, gallons per MCF, you're showing a half a gallon per MCF. It's my understanding that that should be more on the order of tenfold, you know, like 5 gallons per MCF. So that's certainly something I would like for you to look at and get some confirmation on. Who is Valeris?
Valeris is a vendor that provides a natural gas liquid capture. I don't know exactly what to tell you. I don't know where they are headquartered.
Do you know if they have any units in North Dakota operating?
I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing for those cases. Next, I'm going to call